This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Mandy Holm. Good morning, Mandy. Is there anything better than barbecue, blues, and bluegrass? I don't think so.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a really fun event. I'm excited to learn more.
Yeah, let's get into it. I don't think we featured this event on our show before, so I'm excited to shed some light and raise some awareness of this cool event. We're joined today by Michael Voida. He's the festival director of the Decatur Barbecue, Blues, and Bluegrass Festival. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for making time to join us. You're a couple of weeks away from this killer event, so appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Before we get into all the details about what this great event's all about, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then lead us off with an overview of what this festival's all about.
Sure. Well, my background's in event marketing. I've worked for a number of big agencies and a number of big projects in the sports and entertainment marketing field. About 4 or 5 years ago, a partner and I got tired of the big agency world and decided to open up our own shop, Synertia Partners. We're an experiential and brand activation company. So the best way to describe that is anything from a brand side that wants to connect with consumers outside the digital age. So sampling, mobile tours, events such as the Decatur Barbecue, Blues, and Bluegrass Festival. That's what we do. So from an overview standpoint, the Decatur Barbecue and Blues Festival has really become a summer tradition. This will be our 17th year, so we have been around for quite a while. It was founded in 2000 as a fundraiser for the old train depot. People probably equate the train depot now in Decatur for what it actually is right now, which is the Kimball House, which is a really good restaurant. If you like oysters, I suggest you go there. But yeah, we took over the management of the event. I live in the neighborhood, and we've been the management and marketing company for the event for the last 5 years, but I've been involved with it for 7 or 8 years.
Outstanding.
So exciting. So sounds like it's been around a while. What are the origins of this festival? Like, exactly how did it start?
Yeah, so it started in 2000 from the Decatur Preservation Alliance. They were the ones who came up with the idea of having like a concert and a fundraiser to save the train depot. So the train depot used to be real close to the tracks. CSX is the train company that, and they had to move the depot or it was going to be torn down. So that was the idea at the beginning. And they wanted to raise funds to kind of save it from demolition and move it off kind of the railroad right away and kind of secure the structure. So the permission of the city, they're able to put together a really kind of down-home event. They brought in a flatbed trailer and served as a stage, rounded up some bands and threw a party. So that's the origins. And then, as we move forward, about 5 or 6 years later, the city wanted a little bit more of an organization of the event, and we moved it to the Oakhurst section of Decatur in a park called Harmony Park, which is a small park right in the business district. And some other entities, including the Community Center, South Decatur, Decatur Active Living, all came on board to start running the event.
So it's definitely evolved.
Definitely done that. So started to support and save the depot, but now there's a new beneficiary. It's the Community Center of South Decatur. Now, a lot of you probably know what this building really is. That title doesn't really parlay what a cool spot it is. Talk about that beneficiary.
Yeah, so the Community Center of South Decatur is a group and an entity that was created probably 20 years ago. In Decatur and Oakhurst, there's a set of buildings that used to be the old Scottish Rite Hospital. Everyone knows Scottish Rite up here in the perimeter, but the original hospital was a convalescent home for kids back in the early 1900s. And it's a beautiful Neil Reed designed building complex. And it currently houses a lot of businesses, small businesses, real estate companies. And the main part of the building is called the Solarium, which is really the community center for the neighborhood. And in that community center, they raise funds and they do events for weddings, wedding receptions, community events, group events. But they also, as part of the festival, from the proceeds of the festival, we have a grant committee that is put together. So the funds from the festival are raised and it goes to the maintenance and maintaining of that kind of community centerpiece. But also there's money set aside for grants for local Decatur-based charities, and that's really the purpose of the event. But the Community Center of South Decatur is the kind of epicenter of the community, and that the festival is its main fundraiser.
Well, so bluegrass is in the title of your festival, and the musical lineup looks amazing. So how many stages, how many bands, what kind of music?
Yeah, so you mentioned, the word evolve. So this event has definitely evolved. We used to just have one stage in Harmony Park, and we had about four bands, and a lot of the bands were, local bands, you and five of your friends, and, if you sounded decent, we had you up there. So no offense to any of them, but we really looked at it about 4 or 5 years ago and thought that the music should be the focus of the event. So we really upped that quality of music and reached out and have entertained and had national, regional, local bands that you'll see at Eddie's Attic, at the Tabernacle, at venues that you're, City Winery, venues like that. So the plan when we came on board was to expand the event and have a multi-stage event program. And last year, after some construction that was going on at Harmony Park that didn't allow us to put our second stage up, we're able to do a multi-stage event last year. So we have our main stage, which is at 630 East Lake, which is the area right next to Harmony Park. And then we have our original stage in Harmony Park. So 8 total bands this year, combined 12 to 15 hours of music. We have some great, great bands that are playing in the blues, bluegrass, and a little bit of country as well. Blues and bluegrass are definitely in the title, and that's what we stick to. But we also have some creative leeway to bring some bands in that we really think people will like.
Yeah, no, the music is great there. And where can people go to learn about all the musicians that will be performing there?
Yeah, our website is the key place to go, www.DecaturBBQFestival.com. Barbecue, just the letters, BBQ. And that has a lineup of all of our bands. Tickets are on sale. The schedule starts at 2:30 on the Sovereign System stage, which is the smaller of the two stages. And the main stage starts off at 3, and we've got music all the way through till 9 o'clock.
Outstanding. All right. So, Mandy, what should we do whilst we're listening to this music? Oh, how about eat some barbecue? So,
sounds good to me.
Going all that, what should we expect there?
Yeah, I always am pleased when the top 10 barbecue list comes out on AJC.
Makes you recruiting very easily.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we have such great relationships with some great barbecue vendors, and they're always one or two on that list. So number one this year is Sweet Auburn Barbecue, Howard and Scott. They're great guys. They do a great job. Howard's of Asian descent, so there's a bit of Asian flavor in some of his barbecue. They've got some great, great menu items. An Atlanta staple, Fox Brothers, a longtime partner of ours. And then our third vendor is Williamson Brothers, who out of Marietta. So each of the barbecue vendors have kind of their staples. But if you are a vegetarian, they do have vegetarian entrees. So if that's something that you're interested in, and the menus are really kind of what you see at the restaurants, but they do come up with some special items for the festival. And then this year, we have a presenting sponsor, Tabasco. And we're actually doing a contest this year where each of our vendors are inspired to make a dish with Tabasco in its menu or in its recipe. And we're going to have a contest and award a trophy and some prize money to the winning recipe. So that's a little fun addition to the event this year.
Well, I know two radio hosts that would volunteer to serve as judges for any of that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff. So, if you need any filler, let us know. So,
absolutely.
So that sounds great. So, and thank you for referencing that presenting sponsor. That's a pretty cool sponsor to have for an event such as this.
Yeah, you want the right sponsor, right? I mean, Tabasco just makes sense. I think when you have a barbecue and blues and bluegrass festival, I think we all can kind of think of certain brands that you'd want as a presenting sponsor. And we, honestly would, look at that as well. I think the goal is obviously to raise money, but we also want to do it the right way, and we don't want to mess with like the integrity of the event. It is a barbecue, blues and bluegrass festival, and that's what it is. We're not serving hot dogs or things of that nature. If you like those three things and cold beer from New Belgium, then come on down.
Sold. All right. And you have other sponsors that support this great event. We don't have enough hours in the day to go through all those great supporters. So I suspect you can find out some of that information on the website as well if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think most people understand events like this don't just happen. There are costs to them, and we rely on corporate sponsors to help us. And frankly, we're very lucky and have a lot of great partners. And without them, the event doesn't happen. It's really that simple.
All right. Well, Mike, I hate to say it, running low on time. One last time before we go, where can people go to get information on getting tickets for this event and how to participate? Where can they learn about the musical lineup, food options, including vegetarian options, and then also where they can learn more about the beneficiary of this great event?
Yeah, so tickets, very, very reasonable. 8 bands for $15. You need to get them by midnight, August 11th, freshtix.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, or you can go to our website. All three will direct you, straight to the ticket purchasing area. From a learn more of the festival perspective, really our website is the best way to go. It'll have parking, it'll have everything you need to know to get down there and enjoy the day. We have a kids area. It's fun for the entire family. Great music, great food, cold beer, really cool summer event. And you know that your ticket price and your purchasing of beer and other things go to a great cause. So that's the elevator pitch and the sales hat for me. But it's a great event, and I'd love to have everyone come down.
Well, Andy, with that ticket price, it's, the best deal in town.
Pretty sure I can handle that.
All right. Mike, thank you so much again for stopping by and joining us. And the event, the date is again?
Yeah, Saturday, August 12th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the heart of Oakhurst in Decatur.
All right. Michael Voida, the festival director of the Decatur Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival. Great to have you. Good luck with this great event.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Mike Voida, my co-host, Mandy Holm, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Mandy signing off for now. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow.